Joining us in the studio, Courtney Parker. Courtney is Director of Marketing for the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, oversees the Illinois Office of Tourism, and it's nice to see you. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. You have given us a list of great places, the most picturesque places, the best Instagram-y places in Illinois.
That's right.
Right. Did you pick these?
So me and the team picked these, and what we did was what we know from our research is that people want unique, one-of-a-kind, kind of off-the-beaten-path experiences.
Okay.
So when we were thinking about where people might want to go, we kept that in mind, and then also we worked in some of the more well-known areas.
Popular stuff.
Exactly.
For instance, Cloudgate.
Exactly.
So that you can go take a picture at Cloudgate. How many pictures are taken at Cloudgate every day? Is it a bazillion?
Is it a bazillion? Yeah, I think that's a technical number. Yep.
Yes, I believe it's a bazillion. Navy Pier is another great place. There's a million spots on Navy Pier.
Oh, yeah. There's tons to do. Obviously, the Ferris wheel, but there's entertainment. It's right on the lake, so people love going there to take pictures.
And by the way, I want to thank, they've got a couple of places over there, valet parking, which is very handy if you're in a hurry. And my car was parked by a kid named Corey Job the other day, and he did a really nice job. So, good to see him working. What's the Rookery?
So the Rookery is downtown in the Loop. It was renovated by Frank Lloyd Wright in 1905. So you can walk in the lobby there. It has a beautiful light court, spiral staircase.
Cool.
Really unique. Yeah, people, it's actually a really popular wedding venue.
I've been to a wedding there.
Yeah.
It's a great venue for a wedding.
Well, how can you just walk in? Don't they have security or something?
Well, I mean,
do you have to tell them you know somebody? I'm here to see Bob.
If you're carrying a camera and just want to take some pictures,
okay,
they'll let you in. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, nice.
It's also one of the stops on our Frank Lloyd Wright Trail, which pulls together 13 places across the state of Illinois that Frank Lloyd Wright was the architect for. So
we just
really
gave
cool.
away tickets to a Frank Lloyd Wright thing in Oak Park. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. The John Deere Pavilion in Moline.
That's down in Moline. So this made the list because it is extremely family-friendly. It's basically an interactive museum, so people can jump on old vintage
tractors,
you know, dozers, tractors. So it's an educational experience for the kiddos, but also just you can make a day out of it because Moline has some pretty cool breweries and other things to do.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
The Illinois State Capitol Rotunda. Can we go down and like get an Instagram shot of maybe us with our least effective legislator? Something like that.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. That rotunda, though, is the most one of the most beautiful
really
things
cool.
I've ever seen.
Yep. Yeah,
when the light comes in, it's worth a visit.
Yeah. By the way, Dave, I don't know if you know this. I was in the rotunda and I tried to take a picture with Mike Madigan. He doesn't show up on film.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He's completely
was there a picture
invisible.
Of a cricket?
No cricket. He just does not show up. He's very evasive. What is the Grafton Sky Tour?
Yes. So this is actually new, coming soon. It's basically a gondola. So you can ride it and get beautiful views of the rivers right there and explore some nature.
So it's like a ski lift that goes over the river or something?
Essentially, yes. Yes. So this is one of our newer attractions this year.
Okay. Crown Brew Coffee Company?
Yep. So that's down in Cartersville. It's just a really cute coffee shop. They do manual espresso drinks, which is kind of unique and not done as much anymore.
This sounds very nice. It does. Sounds very nice, very cute and all that. It also sounds like we need one more who wants coffee, and you went into this place and you put it on the list. Is that how it made the list? Because you guys want a coffee?
Absolutely not. We want to make sure that we are giving people destinations across the state of Illinois.
Okay.
So everything you see and every location I'm talking about today is on enjoyillinois.com. And you'll see it's a nice spread from Chicago all the way down to the southern part of the state.
Sandberg, you were taken by the Six Flags photo.
I was. They're on their Instagram, the latest photo is a roller coaster, but it's a gorgeous shot. One of the things is these are the most beautiful places, too, that you could do Instagram pictures of.
Exactly. And that's how people are planning vacation and travel now. They go to Instagram and they see what other people are doing and they get their ideas.
And the prettier the shot, the more. We've talked about Instagram before having to be very visually appealing. And when it looks pretty, you're like, oh, I want to go see that. That
right.
looks like a gorgeous, you know. Now you may die on this roller coaster, but, you know, the photo doesn't say
but
that.
But actually, I'm glad you mentioned safety because one of the things that we know is selfies. People die taking selfies every year. These are all things that you'd really have to work hard to injure yourself.
Yes.
In any of these places, they look very safe.
They're all very safe.
At the State Capitol Rotunda, I think you'll be okay looking up.
Pretty low risk.
Yeah.
Chicago Botanic Garden, beautiful, right?
Beautiful. Yep. That's a classic. And this time of year, well, not today, but this time of year with all the flowers blooming, it's just a nice natural oasis.
Can you believe it's May?
It doesn't feel like it.
It's ridiculous.
It did a couple days ago, so I don't know what's happening.
Mother Nature's a drunk. the Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford.
Yeah, so this is one I'm really excited to visit this year. It is a beautiful, zen, very relaxing garden. They have waterfalls, koi ponds. They have a whole summer series, so you can go there and do yoga right in the gardens. They have live music. They also have a restaurant on site, so you can make a whole day out of it, really.
Main Street Galena?
Oh, yes. You can't miss that.
Yeah.
It's historic downtown. One of the best, it's been voted one of the best small towns in America by a couple travel magazines. So.
And there's a few golf courses for you there, Steve.
There's some great golf courses there. I will say this, and Dave, I don't know if you've gone through this, but we used to do some station stuff out in Galena.
Yes.
And if you rent a home in Galena, which is a very popular thing to do, don't check in after dark. You will not find a home. I spent an entire weekend trying to find a place that I had rented for the weekend. And that's because they don't have big lights, big obtrusive lights.
Right, kind of out.
Big
it's,
nose. It's
where we were was out at Eagle Ridge.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Or they have Chestnut Mountain Resort, too, which is a really popular
right.
one. They have that alpine slide. It's 2,000-foot slide.
Yeah.
So
just get
really
there
cool.
before sundown.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll have lights, but...
so you're saying it was me. It's probably me. Cave and Rock State Park.
Yes. So this is down in the southern part of the state in Shawnee National Forest. It gets its name from this 55-foot-wide cave that was created in this rock over thousands of years. And it's just really beautiful, serene, and obviously very good for photos.
I wonder how flooding is down there.
Yeah.
Because all along the river, it's terrible right now.
It's been raining so much.
So if you drive down there and there's a lot of flooding, just go, should have called. And then turn around and go to the next closest place. The Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery.
Yes. This is a goat farm down in Champaign. So
they do goat yoga?
Goat yoga is
they
bad.
Do the goat
yeah.
yoga. Yep.
But the goats don't stand on your back, right?
Sometimes they do.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Goats I thought they just hang out.
No, well, they're also there, but they're very calming.
My daughter-in-law, Lauren, who's 6 months pregnant, she was out in California this weekend in L.A., and she did goat yoga. And, you know, 6 months pregnant, it's a little tougher to do all your yoga poses. So she had some of the goats do it for her.
There you go.
Yeah. So that sounds cool. And the Pontiac Visitor Center, isn't that like a place you stop and pick up a brochure?
You can do that, but you can also take a photo next to their Route 66 mural. It's a really cool stop if you do a Route 66 road trip or down in that
area.
We've
talked about that a couple times already this year, planning for the summer, a couple of Route 66 people.
Sure.
And, so that makes it that's a unique picture to get.
It is. It has some of the bricks from the original road, so and they let you drive your car right up on it, so it's a cool experience.
It's a great list, and we got through most of it in the time we had, but the Morton Arboretum in Lyle is fabulous any time of the year, but I went this year for the first time to see the Christmas lights. The Christmas lights at Morton Arboretum are crazy good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And wasn't
awesome.
There something interactive? Wasn't Abigail like turning
yeah,
on and off?
For a little kid, you know, my granddaughter's three. And she's cooler than all the other grandkids. And they have these like tree stumps with a button on them, so the kids can change the color of the lights in this giant tree in front of them. Pretty cool.
Love that.
And the last one, the Skydeck Chicago, the ledge. Have you been on this?
Not yet.
Would you?
I would.
You're
I
not
like,
afraid of it.
I like being. I like thrills. So
you I like mean, being scared.
Exactly.
Okay.
I do.
Would
not.
You be scared, or do heights not bother you?
Heights don't bother me as much, so I'm trying it this summer.
I don't mind heights, but I'm not standing in a clear. I'm not doing that thing. I am not. Nothing about that is appealing to me.
I just don't. Well, it's appealing, but I just don't know that I'd do it. Dave, would you do it?
Yeah, I kind of would. I don't know if I'd do the whole 4-hour show there.
That's what they've invited us several times to do the show from the ledge.
I will stay here in our studios.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe a couple times. but it's very cool. The thing I wonder about with all the tourists, right? Who's the kid that has to clean the glass? And how often does a kid get in there with the Windex and
I would get
spit
a long
it down?
Stick. A long stick, you know, like a Swiffer, like stick.
Well, it's a great list that you and your team have assembled, Courtney Parker. And where do we see it again?
Go to enjoyillinois.com. You can also follow along on Instagram and Twitter. We are at Enjoy Illinois.
Nicely done. And you're welcome here anytime. You know, we love promoting the state.
Thanks for having me.